from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by Flex Cars. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Good, Jonesy. How are you? Hi, Rich.
Hello, Tom.
How are you?
It's football season.
Game week.
We're ready for some football, as they would say, Tom. I'm curious. We left off with you last week. You said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Jerod Mayo maybe thought some nuance in his messaging would get across, and he needs to do a better job with that nuance and delivering it. How do you feel the last week went from a messaging standpoint with the Patriots as it relates to the quarterback position?
They did as well as they could with the situation they made. When I say they, it's more Jerod, I think, meaning that he had already stepped in it. So at this point, he was kind of just walking around using a stick to get it off his shoe. They sent out the messaging that if one guy plays lights out, he's got a shot. Then they said that he outplayed him. And then they said, still has no shot, though. So that was a tough deal. And I think in the end, they absolutely got it right. So you can view it as all's well that ends well. But it can also, you know, just send up a flare of, okay, is that going to be a continual mixed messaging that kind of confuses people and can piss off an incumbent player like Jacoby Brissett or give confusing messages? Or does it become a learning experience for a head coach who has said repeatedly, I'm learning, this is all new to me, and he uses that and says, all right, well, that might have been a misstep. But either way, I do think the upshot is all's well that ends well. They have the guy starting who should be starting under virtually every scenario. I can't find anyone who says, wow, they're really making a mistake here.
Well, I mean, I think they're making a mistake. I mean, I guess it's just delayed.
Oh, there we go. It's delaying. I knew there'd be a Patriot beater out there.
You'll put my hand in the air.
You found him.
I just think it's delaying the inevitable. Like, I think it's going to be a tough year win-loss-wise. I would start the young guy. I don't see what the real advantage to sitting him is. It's not like he was a mess or anything at all during camp. And Jacoby Brissett at times looked like maybe more of a mess. So I would rather see Drake May. I don't see what's the downside to playing Drake May.
The downside of playing Drake May is the downside of putting Mac Jones behind an offensive line in 2022 and 2023 that couldn't block. You undid all the progress you had made in 2021, all the progress that had been made at Alabama. Once you took away his confidence, you took away his ability to play. They have just spent 5 months getting Drake May to a point where people are like, wow, he's got pretty good footwork now. If you send him out there and it's a jailbreak every other down and guys can't line up and it's first and 15, then you're in a position where, okay, well, go save us, Drake. I can't do that yet. Well, sorry.
But if you couldn't play the number 3 pick in the draft, shouldn't you have been much more aggressive in free agency for the offensive line or in trades for the offensive line? Because you knew what the roster was.
Well, I think in a vacuum, if you're talking about player A is the number 3 pick in the draft that he can't play because of these situations, that's one thing. But if we really look at the reality of the situation, everyone understood that Drake May was the biggest project of any of the guys taken in the first 5 or 6 picks, including J.J. McCarthy. So if it was Jaden Daniels and you couldn't start him because of the offensive line, you might have a gripe, or Bo Nix, who's got more experience but isn't as good as May. But again, where is the left tackle tree from which they were going to grab somebody? Because Tyron Smith wasn't going to fix everything, nor was Jonah Williams. So there really wasn't anyone in free agency. You can go out and make a trade, and I'm for that. Mm-hmm. But again, other teams don't want to give up good players.
Yeah, I mean, I do think those names may not be a perfect fit and the end all be all, but they'd be better than what the Patriots have on the offensive line right now.
And you'd be caterwauling in October when Tyron Smith isn't playing and he's making $22 million.
Okay, maybe, but like at least they would have attempted to address the position.
Well,
I guess.
So Tom, and I guess if you're not you, but it's everybody that is afraid the offensive line is going to get Drake May killed, shouldn't they have kept Bailey Zappe on the roster then? Because if the offensive line is so bad,
somebody,
because Brissett got hurt the last time we saw him. So what's to say he doesn't get hurt with this awful offensive line?
To me, it's not the getting hurt portion of the undoing of Drake May. It's the mental and processing aspects. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's part of the game. Some teams have crap offensive lines, and it's basically 100% injury rate at that position by the end of the year anyway. They're going to get hurt. May's probably going to play for Brissett by injury prior to him overtaking it. But it's not about whether or not he gets hurt and who's going to be the cannon fodder. It's about how much Drake May would regress. That's why he should be sitting, not because you're afraid that he's going to get injured. You can't go around like that. I mean, you can, but the bigger portion has to be, we don't want him to regress.
I think also you just need the quarterback to elevate the play of other guys around him. I think Mac Jones wasn't that good of a quarterback.
You're right.
And he had a lot, 2021, he had a good offensive coordinator and there was more around him to sort of succeed. But then, yeah, the offensive line was bad, but he also is not a great starting NFL quarterback. Whereas maybe Drake May will be.
Can you believe that the Patriots beat the Bills 25-22 last year?
I didn't see that one coming, Tom. I did not.
Yep.
Can you believe that? And like friggin' Mac was like 26-29. I mean, there are performances that are in there. I asked Devin McCourty about this. He's going to be on the Pat's Talk Pod Quick Slants later. And I asked him, is this Patriots offense at a point where it can actually win games, or is it where it's been the last 2 years? The best you can hope for is to not lose them. And in a roundabout way, he said, yeah, they're still in a can't lose them situation. He defined going and winning games as being kind of like Mac was in 2022 when they played Minnesota. Played a pretty good game, entertaining game. Mm-hmm. They got the ball, and you said, there's no way they're going down the field and scoring, and they did not.
I'm curious, Tom, and you know, you talk to Patriots fans, you interact with them on social media. Where do you feel like the excitement level is? And this is on a scale of week ones, like it's a new season. Everybody's going to watch week one against the Bengals. Where do you feel like the excitement buzz level is for this team going into this season?
Well, it hasn't been this low since 1991. That's really, and if you want to say, well, how could you know that? Because when the Patriots of 1999 were taking the field, they were still a team 2 years removed from the Super Bowl with a Pro Bowl quarterback and a horde of very good players. In 2001, when they were the reigning worst team in football, as far as most people were concerned, and they were the 32nd most talented or 31st most talented team because the Texans weren't here yet. Joel Buschbaum, remember, ranked them 32nd in early 2001. They still had Bledsoe. They still had Ty Law. They still had Willie McGinnis. They still had Terry Glenn. Those were players who were on the team in 2001 at the beginning after a 5-11 season. This team doesn't have Bledsoe. It doesn't have Parcells. It does not have Ty Law. It doesn't have any future Hall of Famers anywhere. So it's not been this low since the Rod Rust 1-15 season.
Well, and based on all of that, could you see a scenario in which they haven't done it yet, but could Robert and Jonathan Kraft, you know, hearing everything, maybe you have a home game even with Jacoby Brissett, and maybe you're hearing it from the crowd, or the crowd isn't super full, and do they say, all right, enough is enough, and you guys need to make this move? Could that happen sooner than maybe even the coaching staff wants?
Absolutely not in that phrasing.
Okay.
There could be knocks on office's door and heads poked in and go, how's it coming with Frank? Boy, he looks good, huh? He does look good. He does good. Okay. Because we could use a boost. But, I mean, you guys, it's up to you guys. I'll see you.
Oh, classic. Yeah, it's your call. I'm going to let it be your call, but I'm down here in your office. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. There's no way that they would Bigfoot that situation. You know why, too? It's because guys like Alex Van Pelt, or at least they should be ownership, I'm saying, should be shrewd enough to understand this. Guys like Alex Van Pelt, if they get big-footed in their first year here and only here for a year, by the time they leave, they're just going to say, yeah, you wouldn't believe what they did to me. Yeah, week five, they walked in, said, you got to start the kid. He wasn't ready, so there you go. I mean, all of these guys in these coordinator positions understand how to put a buff and shine on the ultimate results of what happened. And they will do that after they leave. So the Crafts, if they do want to protect the notion that they are not over-involved in decision-making, they need to just button their lip and strap in. They've come this far with it. In my mind, a lot of people don't believe I'm this far at all.
No, I mean, look, I give them credit for week one. I kind of thought they would bigfoot it by now. And so in their defense, they haven't going into week one. I expected to see Bill on a lot of different media platforms. I expected to see him doing a lot of different podcasts.
Not this many.
I gasped, outwardly gasped when I saw Matt Patricia was on one of these podcasts with Bill Belichick. What do you think the limits are for Bill on these podcasts? Like, are there more unforeseen? Is he going to be on Quick Slants and things like this? Like, I feel like he's turning nothing down, Tom.
We have not put in a request yet for Slants. maybe he'd relish that opportunity. He has been a Quick Slants guest in the past, so we'll try that. But it's interesting to me is, why is he doing so many? Does he like the money? Does he like the opportunity? Does he think it's does he strictly like doing it and sharing his opinion after not doing so for so long or doing it under the constraints that he had? Does he think it's best for him to return to the NFL? Because if you're going to take on eight different side gigs and put as much time into it as he is going to on a daily basis, I do think that he's either going to hate it by the end of the year, or he's going to love it and go, why do I want to go back to coaching? This is really fun, and I'm making a crap ton of money.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're not going to talk to you again until after week one. What kind of upset chance do you give the Pats on Sunday against Cincinnati?
What's an upset if they stay within 10?
I think it's 8.5. Do they cover the number?
I think that I will give them the competitive. If they stay competitive throughout the game, I would call that an upset.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to win the game, but I do think that they have a very good chance to keep it competitive throughout the game, because I'm not sure that Cincinnati is what Cincinnati was when it was a Super Bowl team. And I think that there is still an attachment and a belief that they are. So, okay. I mean, Trent Brown's just starting left tackle, bro.
I did see that. He's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Check out Quick Slants. Listen to the Patriots Talk podcast. You can hear him Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Arcan, Tuesdays here with Jones and Keefe. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.